I've been good about it this time and just doing that every week and going, listen to the podcast on the vlog, just to kind of like, it's cross pollination.
It's not pollination.
I have to do it so that I have a reason to record you guys all the time to be like, I don't want to just take advantage.
We used to have the Just Dance moments where we'd come in here and I'd do some Just Dance. We have an Xbox here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We got an Xbox. We got a projector. We've been playing games on the projector.
We've actually been too busy to do that.
That's true. We have been a little bit too busy.
Don't lie. You guys just sitting here and jerk off.
My marks are here on the wall right here. Here's my SPU marks. Got a little too real.
No. Yeah, we played. I played Overwatch on the projector. Mm-hmm. We hooked up the Xbox and I played it, and it was so hard to play because it felt like VR. Mm-hmm. Because it was so,
it's too much.
Like it surrounded, because the screen's so huge that it just like surrounded me, and I was like, I'm not good at it. Because it was so close.
Yeah.
It was like, it felt like I was in it and I had to like literally look left and right to be able to like control what's happening. So it wasn't ideal, but it was still cool.
Yeah.
And we watched, what did we watch? We watched
Hot Fuzz.
I love that movie.
Hot Fuzz is amazing.
It's so good.
When did this happen? Was this when I was on vacation?
This was Wednesday. Star wasn't invited. I think you were working on some graphics at the time.
You were, and we were watching it because we're studying it for.
I'm so mad at you. We're studying it for certain projects.
We have.
I'm so mad at you guys. Movies. I didn't know you were in here watching movies. You know, I could edit. I have a laptop. I can move. I don't work with sound.
Damn.
How dare.
Bruce catching us right in the middle of a.
How dare.
No, we'll watch more movies. I bought popcorn.
Oh, he did.
Mm-hmm.
I bought popcorn so we can watch movies, and you're of course welcome to come watch movies.
Thank you. Oh, we have the screener, the movie theaters downstairs.
Oh yeah, we do. We also have movie theaters downstairs.
This place used to be, I guess, the old MGM management, whatever. So whenever they would screen movies coming out, they had two theaters, and now they belong to WeWork. So
now we get movies. This place is just great.
How far away of a drive is it for you?
It's about 45 minutes.
Yeah, it's nice for us. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's real brutal. I think I've watched TV on my way over here. Because I've had to wait like 20 minutes, you know what I mean?
I just sit in traffic for like an hour and just, put on some sort of show or something.
I was binging a show and I like, God, I cannot wait to go home and watch it again. You know, like, fuck it. I'm just going to put it on in my car and I'm just driving.
Literally we're driving 3 miles an hour the entire way home. So it's like it's not really that dangerous. Well, we should intro who.
Oh, yes.
Is here since we've already been started. welcome back to We Stayed Late. My name is Spencer Stark.
I'm Luis Gonzalez.
I'm Starlene Hahn.
And we got a little guest with us today. Her name is
Bri Esri.
Yay!
I miss my little baby.
Oh, Bri, it's so you know the room feels so much better now.
Oh, it feels so much brighter.
Yeah,
thank
it does.
You.
Yeah.
Luis gave me 3 beers before this.
I did. So we're in a good place.
Luis has already had 5 beers.
This building's great. They have so much stuff. They're just really far away from everything.
Yeah,
no, totally. And
they're just trying to make up for where they are.
Yeah.
Like nobody, I don't think anybody in this building, unless you're like a higher up, lives near here.
No,
you can't afford this. No.
This is an absurd place to live.
It's funny. Bri was waiting down the lobby. And the first thing she told me was, like, there's a lot of white men here. I'm like,
There were
a lot of white men, broad shoulders.
We were just talking about that today.
Up, you know what I mean? Ready to be alpha male, you know?
Yeah.
And then I bring her into the WeWork place, and she's like, oh, okay, this feels better.
Yeah. They're all wearing the same shirt, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're doing yoga now outside.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That freaked me out a little.
It did. That was a new
thing. That's kind of gross.
Sweet. I made Spencer jaywalk today.
Oh, yeah.
And then I said, I'm like, it's okay. I've seen so many white dudes in suits do it. Like, we should be allowed. And if anything, if I get stopped and just tell the cops, I'm like, all the suits do it. All of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of suits here, which is kind of weird. And somebody was saying, were you saying that since WeWork moved in, that there's been a lot, it's like casual.
It's cashed down now, yeah.
It's real strange because ICM is here.
Okay.
And then a lawyer firm is here.
Then a lawyer firm is here and a banking firm. Or a banking, whatever. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck they're called.
I mean, it makes sense.
The building. Yeah. And so, but ever since WeWork moved in, they said it's been like more casual.
They've snuck
which is
into the WeWork parties.
A lot of denim. A lot of denim in this building.
The WeWork will have happy hours or whatever to be come hang out. So, like, all the businesses could talk to each other and, like, market or whatever. And, like, people from ICM have just, like the cooler people who are like, I'm. that looks like fun. And they'll sneak in and be like, hey, hi.
We met an awesome graphic designer from... Is she a graphic designer?
Yeah, she's a graphic designer, but I forgot who she worked for.
ICM.
It was ICM. Yeah, she was just like, I'm the only one
there. She snuck in to our happy
hour. And she's like, you guys look way nicer.
Like, oh, my God.
She says it's cutthroat at ICM.
Okay, so this when I was walking through the lobby,
yeah.
I recently watched that show, Friends from College.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I haven't watched it yet, but I've heard about it.
It's a very frustrating show.
Okay, why?
In a good or bad way?
Bad.
Oh, boy, okay.
It's frustrating.
Yeah.
There's a lot of tension. Like, I just was feeling very anxious through it. Like, because, you know, there's cheaters. Are they going to get caught? Whatever. It's stupid.
Right.
But there is this one storyline where Kobe Smulders, whatever her name is.
Whatever. Yeah.
She's great. Her character, she's a lawyer, and she goes to work for this firm, and it's full of white guys. And she walks into a meeting, and they're all, like, they're on a conference call, and they put it on mute. Uh-huh. And they're just screaming at the conference call thing. And they're like, put my nuts in your mouth, motherfucker, ha, ha, ha. And it's just all these dudes laughing. And she just, like, walks into this room, and she's like, oh, my God. What am I doing?
What am I entering
when I
into?
Walked through that lobby, I just felt this wave of like, oh my God, they're just all gonna like pull out their nuts and just show it to me.
That's terrifying.
I always get self-conscious of my fashion choices until I get into the WeWork space because I'm like wearing Chucks and a t-shirt and I have my bright pink book bag with like, I'm just like, I look like a child.
Yeah.
And then it's always these people in like fancy suits and all the women are wearing like dresses.
High heels.
Yeah. And high heels.
High heels.
The highest, yep.
And I was just like, ooh, you don't walk all day because there's no way. And I'm just like, like you guys look, they look professional and fancy. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. But I'm like, oh, I'm an artist. I'm allowed.
I've never had a job where I had to like dress up.
Me either. Yeah.
See, I used to be the assistant to an executive. And so... Before SourceFed.
Like suit and tie?
Like suit and... Well, I mean, it was much more lax than like ICM or something, but I would dress in a suit. Mm-hmm. I used to dress in a suit in college because our professors were like people that I really respected. So I would wear formal... Like I would wear slacks and a dress shirt and sometimes a tie to class. Because like we had class with the guy who was like... Robert De Niro and Martin Scorsese's manager. Like, he was one of our professors. And I was like, fuck, I need to, like, not look like an idiot. So I looked like an idiot, just in a tie. And
I was going to say, I'm like, that makes me sad. I was like, oh, you couldn't spend college in a t-shirt and pajamas like everybody else?
Well, I did for part of it. But then I also would, like, dress up. But then I was the assistant to an executive. And I had to dress like super nice. And I remember coming in for SourceFed and I was dressed like that. And Ricky was like, yeah, you're not going to want to dress like that. I was like, okay. So for the first like 3 or 4 days.
I think everybody dresses up for their SourceFed interview. Though. Yeah, but, like, I feel like I've seen like, everybody in suits for their first like round.
I think he kind of like hinted that it was pretty casual. But then for the first like 3 or 4 days, I remember I came in basically in a suit.
Yeah.
I didn't come in with a suit jacket, but I came in with a tie and a dress
shirt. That.
Yeah, and slacks and dress shoes. And
little by little, first
Ricky
the tie
like,
went off,
Ricky
then the
was
shoes.
Like, no. Yeah, and first, yeah, then so then I slowly devolved into the mess I am now.
Beautiful.
So you're okay. Your first impression was the cockroach, right?
Oh yeah, that's right. You listen to that.
I listen to your podcast.
Aw, Bree,
that's so sweet.
I remember listening to it. It's so funny because I remember doing research when I got the position, and so I listened to all the hosts, and it was really funny because I had actually listened to the SourceFed podcast like before I even got the job. Like I had listened to it before, and you were the one person that for some reason I knew your voice. Like I just your voice for some reason was very characteristic to me, and I don't know why, and I didn't know what podcast it was that you were on. I just knew your voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when I came into the office and I met you, I was like, I know that. Where do I know? I was like, oh, I've listened to the SourceFed. It was just funny because it was like, it was just like such an interesting like moment where my brain clicked. And I was like, no, you're in the building where all of those people work now. So you hear all those voices, you know.
Totally.
And like Will was the first person I met host-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like laid on the couch. I think I told this
sleeping.
Before. Laid on the couch. No, he was screaming into a pillow and then he stomped around. And I was like, this is not what I thought
that
it was going to be.
That
sounds about right.
That sounds about
right. Absolutely. Do you ever like hear your voice back and you hate it, obviously? But like, have you ever had like phone feedback when you're on the phone with somebody and then you hear your own words repeated back to you and you're like, I'm awful. I was talking to my sister the other day and it happened and I realized when I talked to my sister, because we're both, she's extra basic and I realized when I talk to her, I become a little bit basic.
Yeah.
You code switch a little bit.
I do. And she was, and I heard it back and I was tagging like this.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, it was a nightmare. I was like, I'm never going to do that again.
That's you are, though. Terrifying. That's the thing, because you mimic the people you're talking to on the phone.
Absolutely.
Whenever I talk to my mom, like, I have a Caribbean accent. Like, it's just what it switches. Is. Yeah.
And no, I've heard it come out every once in a while.
I thought coming back from the trip that I'd be able to keep the accent. I'm like, no, this is how I talk. This is my roots. I'm going to keep it. And then as soon as, like, I saw you guys, I'm like, hey, guys, what's going on? With, like, a little bit of
broke.
With a little bit of the twinge in there, and then it was gone within the day. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay, that's just, your brain goes, you're not around those people. You're going to talk like these people. And it's just, you switch.
Yeah, you code switch.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. Well, Bree, we're so glad to have you here. Thank you for making the trek out to the middle of madness.
Of course.
How are things going?
Things are going
Say it so sad.
I didn't say sad.
He's saying it tenderly.
Yeah.
It sounded like
I'm just so excited.
I love you guys. it's going really well, surprisingly. Yeah, I thought it was going to be really tough for a while, but it's been going very well. There's
That's
a
awesome.
Lot of freelance acting work that I didn't think would be there, but is there. For example, I've been doing a lot of music videos, which is something I always wanted
Hell
to do.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then it just started happening.
You're a video vixen?
4 music videos this year.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's I like that. Video vixen.
Yeah.
Is that
video
a thing?
Vixen.
Yeah. It's an old school term of like if you were the hot girl in a music video, you were the video vixen.
I've never heard
that.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's like MTV days.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm old.
So what
guys.
Kind of music is it for? Like what are the music, you know?
One of them was an EDM band
called
Bad Royale.
Ooh, I know them.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
The other one was Circa Survive.
Oh, I don't know them.
I saw you post that. I remember seeing
EDM too?
Not EDM. It was like, what is that genre? I'm not quite sure. It's
I'm trying to think of weird names for genres like cut copy.
It's
ska.
Like, I want to say it's like literally everybody listened to them in like 2006 or 7.
Okay.
They were like one of those bands that was sort of not emo, but
the up and coming,
I don't know how to describe
like screamo pop,
kind of, yeah.
Oh, okay,
something like that. I don't really know the exact.
There's
genre.
Google, you know, people can Google it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then Have Mercy is another band.
Cool.
That's the same genre.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, and then yeah, I've just been writing. Just finished writing a feature.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's pretty cool. And then I kind of sold a pilot.
What?
Shit.
What? Oh my gosh, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
Wait, like, yeah, what? Like, that's amazing. How did that happen?
That's crazy.
Well, my writing partner on that project, Lauren Garoni, she's amazing. And we came up with this, you know, I love teen shows.
Yeah.
I love teen dramas. But I was like, I want to write a teen satire that's sort of like Buffy. Mm-hmm. Like, if Buffy were, like, more self-aware and didn't take itself so seriously. And so we came up with this, like, teen supernatural satire. It's like a witch show, but there's like no holds barred. Like there's no rating on it. It's like teenagers like cursing, doing drugs. It's sort of like Skins.
Right. Oh, see,
okay.
I was wondering if there's gonna be some
skins
in there too.
Yeah, a little
bit. You always talk about it too. Yeah.
A little bit. But it's basically this 16-year-old girl finds out that she's a witch, but she only possesses black magic. And it's a world where white magic doesn't exist. And so she's trying to figure out if she wants to be, like, a good person or use her power for evil.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is cool.
So
it's like
for a
split
second, I thought you said she finds that she could only possess black people. And I was just like, what show are you making?
Nope.
Very different show.
It is a very different show.
It would fit the culture.
Have you ever
of today?
Did you ever see that show?
But
did you ever see that show Scream Queens?
Yeah.
On Fox?
It's definitely got those vibes.
I watched that first season. I didn't watch the second season. I kind of dropped off there.
Second season was so bad.
Yeah. It just didn't work for
me. I felt like the first season was bad. Is that just me?
I felt the same way, but I stuck it out.
You know, there are just moments in that season that kept me in. Like, there's a guy who had his arm chopped off. And he was like a main character. Like he went through like a couple episodes with his arm chopped off, and like the like they were eating like okay, well today we're gonna have lunch, and it's like cotton. They're eating just like
they eat cotton
balls for like one of their lunches, you know. So it's so ridiculous that it just becomes like hilarious. And it's the same guy who does, like, what?
American Horror Story.
American
right?
Horror Story, yeah.
He did Glee, too, right?
He did Glee.
See, that I didn't watch it because I remember what happened with Glee. And then I was like, oh, I don't want to get into a show that I like and then it will fall apart because that's what happened with Glee.
I liked the first season. That was, it was pretty solid. Yeah. And then I liked that frat guy, too. He was
so funny.
He's so funny, yeah.
Yeah, there were a number of reasons why I stuck around with season one, but then season two, I was like, John Stamos, stop it. Stop talking. Taylor Lautner, please stop talking.
What's that guy doing now? He started doing some Netflix shows.
John Stamos?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, I'm like, he got on that Full House reunion,
Fuller
right?
House.
Yeah.
Which is a real, that sounds like a parody name of a show.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's the actual sequel
to the
show. It's
doing well. It has like a couple. I think it's on its second season.
I think because that's their last name. One of the characters, they married into somebody's family, and their last name's Fuller.
Oh, come
that's
on.
That's too much.
So it's
no.
Gross.
I think that's
what it was. I think that I didn't watch it because I'm like, my nostalgia factor for that show wasn't that high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think someone said, it's the same premise as in, like, I think the oldest one got married to somebody named Fuller, and then I think they died, and so everyone's in the same house again, because that's what happened in the first show.
Oh, okay.
So everyone, like, comes together, and it's the thing.
And they lasted in the same house for, like, 7 years?
It was
a
big house, though.
It was a full house.
It had to be
a
full house. It was a full house, you guys.
Oh, like people,
such a crazy fact
people had their own rooms, and then even didn't Jesse marry Rebecca, and then they moved into the attic. Like
they
stayed
in
the house. Yeah, and they had twins in this house. And I was like, "You live in the attic. Move into another house."
They couldn't. They had to stay there for the show.
They were gonna ask. They tried to get Mary-Kate and Ashley back for the reboot.
That's right.
They were busy doing whatever the fuck they're doing.
Just like, no,
they were busy smoking cigarettes, like chain smoking.
And they're like, we're rich. We still make money off of our like little mini movies that we made. We're good. Bye.
Oh yeah, they're billionaires. Can you believe off their fashion line? All their shit.
But didn't they like cheat their interns or something awful?
I don't know. I just know that they were gonna ask. John Stamos was like, well, let's ask their younger sister, Elizabeth, to come play.
That's right.
What's her name? And they asked her agent, and her agent was like, fuck you. And like,
wow.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, I would too. That's not, like, if you're living in your, basically, she's kind of lived in her two sisters' shadow.
I kind of forgot there was a third one.
But she's been doing
big
really,
now.
But
really
she's
prominent
the actual
stuff now.
Good actor.
That's what I mean. So she was living in her sister's shadow for a little bit, and then she kind of made a name for herself. And then that's why I think that it probably was like inappropriate to ask, because then they come back and say, "Oh, remember that thing your sisters did? Yeah, can you come do that now?" And she's like, "Fuck you! No, I'm not gonna do it. I'm making my own name now. I'm not gonna go."
Wait,
play.
Do I know who Elizabeth Olsen is? What has she been in?
She was in.
Avengers. She was in the reboot of Old Boy, but she was also in Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene. That's the one that got her critical acclaim.
That's right.
And she was in that thing, the video you did. Ingrid.
She's in Ingrid Goes West.
Ingrid's Go to West. Yeah.
She's so
good.
Oh,
wait. She's the main girl in that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She's in Godzilla, too.
She was in Godzilla. That's right.
Okay.
So she's an Avenger.
Yeah. I had no idea she was like an Olsen sister. I didn't know she was part of that.
Yeah, if you look at her, you can tell.
Well, yeah, now that you say it, I'm like, oh, no shit. Yeah, she's one of them. But I just thought she was just another blonde one. Like, he was popular.
I know.
It's kind of, I mean, you know, they look very similar sometimes. Yeah. I'm sorry.
They totally do. But she's like very funny and very self-aware and very cool. So
that's
I was
awesome.
Like, yeah, you deserve this. Yeah. You're nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
It's always nice when the people that are actually like nice are the ones that are working. You know what I mean? Like I've worked with people that I'm like, how in the world how are you here? How did you get here being the way that you are? And maybe they get corrupted over time. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know. People want to work with people that are nice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So if you're not nice, like what?
Yeah, but a lot of nice people will put up with a lot of not nice people. So that ends up.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Fuck those people. The mean people, not the nice people. I feel bad for the nice people. Okay, well, we have some questions that we can jump into since we have a whole list of them from people on the Slack. So if
Slack
you,
we actually have
oh
Slack.
Oh my god, no.
Yes.
We have 300 people or
365.
Yeah. No.
It's a great community of people.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's
they're amazing. Awesome people. They're always helping each other. They're supporting each other.
It's sometimes just a big old chat room.
Yeah,
it's a big old chat room. I would never check my Slack. Yeah.
I know. I would message you things and you would.
It's wait, different can I tell for you work. Why, though?
Yeah.
Because I had my regular laptop. I didn't have a work computer. And so I would always forget to sign on.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, everyone else had a work computer and it was always signed on.
Yeah.
Mine was never. I would have to open it up every single day and I always forgot.
Ricky always came into the room. He's like, Luis, did you read your Slack? Please read your Slack. Please. And then he comes in and he tells the announcement to everybody. Yeah,
he would come in and tell it anyways because none of us checked their
Slack. Slack's fun.
No, this Slack is great.
Yeah,
well, they've made all these emojis of like all the SourceFed people. Like you're an emoji.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
It's really nice. It's really they're really sweet. They're really good. And the cool thing is like there was some people going through some shit today, like mental health stuff and like just trying to deal with all the like we were talking about before all the shit that's happening right now in the world and just not feeling like even getting out of bed and so there was a whole exchange that was happening there today where people were kind of being very supportive of each other and stuff. So it's a nice little community.
I love that.
They made us that art.
They made us this art. Oh, yeah. You can't see on the podcast.
But soon.
That's some good-ass art. Yeah. Yes. I love it. I thought Star made it.
No.
No. It was sent by fans.
And this is a weasel. This is our animal for the podcast. That's we have an official animal.
So cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whistler.
Yeah, I guess we're the Whistlers.
Well, Whistler the Weasel.
WSL.
It should be Pop. Pop goes the Weasel.
Oh, my God. See, we have Pop.
I kind of like that,
done.
Too.
Its Pop.
Its name is Pop forever.
I declare
it. Well, I like it.
Yeah.
Because we're the Whistlers. This doesn't have to be named Whistler, too.
Yeah, because it's We Stayed Late WSL.
Right.
So we were sort
of Whistlers. Pop is the animal
Pop
of the
is
Whistlers.
The animal of the Whistlers.
By the way.
Done. I love it.
I love the name We Stayed Late. Aww. It makes me laugh so hard because I know you guys always stayed late.
Yeah.
I know it.
Luis and I were like constantly in the editing room till like 7 or 8.
And then after this, I go home and then I'm like still editing.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. Both of us still working. All three of us still working after work.
Well, you guys more than me.
Well, you working on?
She's working on a comic.
Well, yeah, have but that?
I saw.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
It's so fucking cool.
I got the proof yesterday. It was really
exciting. We got the proof.
I want to read it. I was really busy yesterday. I got slammed, I do want to read it.
So. I know. I don't want to give up the proof. I've been holding on to it. Like, it exists. I have it
I can
in my
wait
hand.
Till the official one comes
come
out.
Out.
At the end of the month, we're going to Long Beach Comic Con. We're going to sell issues for $1.
We have a table at Long Beach Comic Con, and we're going to be selling. DJ's going to be there at the booth with us, and Sam's going to be there at the booth with us. So we're selling the first issue of that, which basically the comic that we're, cause I'm writing it and she's drawing it.
Right.
And basically it's going to be an online comic. So it'll live. So every week there'll be new pages.
Yeah. It'll be a regular web comic. It'll update Tuesdays and Thursdays and the website will be up, like
when the
much
comic
like
launches, yeah.
A couple days before the Comic-Con so that it's up and working and we'll make sure it's fine.
Oh my God. Can I get a signed copy?
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
they're
going
to come in soon. We're getting a digital proof tomorrow of the changes that we made based on the proof from yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then once that's approved, then once the digital proof is approved, then we'll send it off to them and then they'll print out all of them and send
them
to
us. I'm really nervous about being
really
behind the booth. I was like, I'm not good at meeting strangers.
See, but I love doing that shit.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited because
I'm not used to the internet being in real life.
Right.
Like, to me, the internet's
the
like,
thing,
oh,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
they're the internet. And that's how I like disassociate, where it's just like, if there are people being mean online, it doesn't hit me. Because I'm like, oh, you're not real people. But the same thing happens with praise, too. It's just like, oh, that's nice. But you're not real people. So it's like neutral-esque kind of thing. So when it's in real life, every time I've had an encounter, I'm just like, oh, God, no, that's real people.
Because you don't
it
have those in-between moments, you know, after they say something and you just kind of live there. It's like, oh, thank you. anyway, thanks. So how's it? Yeah, how are you doing?
I mean, I'm sure you deal with at VidCon and stuff, meeting people and like just trying.
I'm socially awkward. We're all socially awkward. And so it's like, because we're all internet people.
Yeah.
People who comment, people who make videos, we all internet
texting.
People.
Yeah.
And so we're all like, when we all face each other, it's like so cringy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
I don't know what to say either. That's the funny
part. Nice. That's the thing. Like, and no one's coming at you like being like,
no, yeah.
you. It's just like, hey, I like you. I like your work and what you do. And you're just like, I guess.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like, genuinely, thank you, but I don't know what. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. What's your name? Yeah. Who are you?
I know everything about you.
Yeah.
That's great, though. Yeah.
But yeah, we're really excited. And I'm going to do a little plug. Little plug. Because we just launched, well, actually, it was like, I forgot to do it last week, but we just launched the store that Star and Ice Comic is going to be on. We're going to open pre-orders very soon for that. So you can get a signed pre-ordered copy of the actual physical issue. And then I also have the game, the card game that I've made called Planetborn. That's going on sale for pre-order as well. And then the comic that I worked on my, like the comic that I wrote, that I commissioned out an artist for, it's called Roots. That's on sale now. It's on pre-order right now. And then, I also have a thing called Dimensions, which is like an episodic, narrative. It's kind of like a book. If a book is a movie, this is a TV show. So like it's short form narrative prose, 30 pages. So it's basically like a comic book, but it's writing.
It's a novella.
Yeah, but it's serialized novellas.
Okay.
So it's like 30 pages.
That's what novellas are.
Are novellas serialized?
Yes.
No way.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just got into reading novellas myself.
I just learned how to read myself.
Novellas used to be printed in like monthly magazines or weekly magazines. So you'd get essentially like a chapter. Or a section. So people would buy the magazine so you'd know what the story was. And then at the end, when the story was done, ideally you would have a book.
Collected into a novel. Yeah, that's essentially what's happening. Yeah. So
I only know what a telenovela is.
It's
me too.
And those come every day too. Yeah.
Yeah, those are every day.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
But yeah, so I just finished issue two of that. So issue one and two are going to be on sale at the booth as well. And also all of that is available for pre-order on embryostudios.com. So.
Boom.
Boom.
You're so motivated.
I fucking love making stuff.
Also, FHP store. Also, just because we never talk about it.
Oh, my God.
We're plugging
so much.
For Human Peoples, there's in the drawing board section, there's a We Stay Late section. I added a new shirt this week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, or last week.
Can we get Bree's opinion on that?
We can.
Okay.
On the shirt, it says... Hot dog is a sandwich.
Honestly,
because that's what
we've had a huge
debate. No, we're not bringing this up.
We're not going to do it again.
We're not having the debate.
We just need Bree's answer, Bree's and we won't debate Bree for it.
Okay.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
I love it.
From yes to no to yes to no.
Technically, yes.
Yes, that's all I need. That's all I need.
Technically, it is.
Yeah.
That's all.
Think about it. It's protein between two pieces of bread.
How about
with a bunch of shit?
I just want to know. We're not gonna argue it. We're not gonna debate it. Is a taco a sandwich?
Do not.
No, because it's not bread.
But
interesting.
Fine. We're good.
All right.
Okay.
This is a big debate that's been going
on
through
Slack.
By the
way, you answered correctly.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just saying for the sake of...
Spencer doesn't think so.
I am still on the fence.
Let's go to the questions.
Okay. let's talk about what your experience with moving away from home was.
Okay. Yeah. The first time I moved away from home was to go to boarding school.
You went to boarding school.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I want to know everything about this.
Oh, I used to talk about it on the SourceFed podcast. It was like I was.
That's right. I remember 16, you talking about that. Yeah.
16, and I went to art school in Idlewild. I was so ready to get out. I just felt like I was at a school where nobody understood me. It was like all jocks. Mm. And I didn't have that many friends. And I always felt like the weird kid. And so I had this friend that recommended Idlewild Arts to me. And so I looked on their website and they had like majors. They had like college curriculums for art. So the first half of your day is like academics. And then the rest of the day till like 10 p.m. is like art classes.
That sounds amazing.
So
I want to go to that now.
That's kind of like what Candace... did.
Yeah, Candace had like, but hers was like an alternative school where like even the academics were more like you kind of choose what you get to learn about, which sounds cool.
Really kind of like that movie Accepted.
But yeah, it was similar in the way that you call your teachers by their first names. Mm-hmm. And it's like hippy dippy and it's in the woods and there's like 250 kids, but they were like dancers, artists, musicians, filmmakers.
But you live
theater
there.
Kids. We lived there. It was kind of like summer camp, all but all year long. It was amazing.
That sounds
there were definitely
so good.
Downsides. There were a lot of downsides, but there were great things as well. Yeah. So I was so ready to go there, and my parents had a really hard time sending me away.
What? How old were you? Like, what grade did you go into?
I went junior and senior year.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was so easy for me.
You were like 16?
Yeah, you were ready to go.
I was 16. I was ready to go because I was like, these are my people.
Yeah.
I'll be fine. And meanwhile, my parents would get calls from me, and they would be so worried because I'd be like, yeah, I don't shower anymore. Kind of just like,
oh, my God.
This is like early college type of situation. Yeah.
Because I would just like stay up all night with my roommate, and we would just like make cool shit. And we would like make art.
That's
like
so cool.
We would all get together in the dorms at the end of the night, and we would like sneak over to each other's rooms, and we would like hang out and go on like GarageBand and be like making songs and dumb shit and like movies and
stuff.
So
good.
It was so fun. It was like college. Yeah. And so, yeah. But then in the morning, I would literally roll out of bed and walk to class in pajamas, not showered, stuff like that.
Ready
so my
to
parents
go.
Were really concerned. And I was always in the nurse. Like, I always got sick. I missed a lot of academic classes because I'd just sleep through them.
Yeah.
Did you have like a
89
focus?
89 absences.
Oh my God.
I know.
Do you have 100 days of school? Like, what?
So
like,
it was
you
all
went
academic,
like 11 days.
It
like
was
what?
All academic absences. I always made it to art class, and that's their number one concern. Was
it
like
was
at the time they're like, as long as you're doing your art stuff, we don't really care. Which is the downside. It was a downside, not for me because I hated academic classes because I just knew I wanted to make movies all the time. Mm. So,
what did you go in that school? Did you have like a focus, or was it just like a bunch of different arts?
There's a bunch of different arts, but you can do like intermediate as a major. So you could take multiple, they call it inner arts now. You can take like multiple classes. Mine was just film.
Oh, yours? Okay. So you just went and
just
focused
went
on
for
film.
They had Chapman University's curriculum for film.
Oh, wow.
So
that's cool.
We had a sound stage and we had like film history class, screenwriting, directing, DP, like sound mixing classes. So it was just like I learned everything. So after
I'm so jealous.
Do you still talk to those? Do you still talk to those people? Like
all the time.
That's awesome.
We are all still tight, which is great, and everybody kind of still works in their industry.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it was wonderful. But then I was like, I don't need to go to college. Because I kind of just
did college a little bit with that.
Yeah.
You
and
got
so
the skills, the exact skills you would have gotten out of college.
But you didn't pay like, what, $150,000 or whatever Chapman is.
Well, I mean, that school was expensive. So,
Chapman.
I mean, something like that.
But yeah, it's 2 years instead of like four. And like, you have a head start. Like you're
and
like,
I didn't have to. Well, we did have financial aid because my parents were like, we don't want you to go to this. And I was like, if I can get financial aid, can I go? And they were like, yeah, good luck. And I ended up getting
you did.
It. Yeah. Nice. But my sister went to university and my parents were like, please just go to community college next year. And then, you know, just take all your general classes there and then go back. Because it's so much money.
Did she go to
so
a public school
money.
Or did she go to a private school?
Shannon, she went to a public school for all of high school, the same school.
Yeah.
And then private college.
For college. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God, it's tough.
Yeah, the only way that I got to go to Chapman is because I got a massive scholarship.
Good for you.
And that was like a lifesaver because I don't know how. I mean, my parents still paid for me to go, but I don't know how people can afford, like, without scholarship.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I was lucky enough where I don't have a loan.
Money.
I don't have a student loan.
I don't. Yeah.
And
I don't have student debt.
I don't know. Like, some people at SourceFed office were like, "Oh, I gotta pay my loans, all these things," and I can barely get by without student loans. And then I, you know, with other help too. So I can imagine putting that on top of just living my life.
I think it's so great to go to community college and take like general ed.
Yeah.
And then study or whatever,
and then jump over.
You wanna go. Mm-hmm. But I know you guys were talking about applying to CalArts.
Oh,
yeah.
I did too.
Did you really?
I applied to two schools because my guidance counselor made me, even though I said I don't want to go. It was Columbia School of Arts in Chicago and CalArts, which was, I was like, if I get into CalArts, I will go to CalArts.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But otherwise, I'm not going
to
go.
I remember their brochure looking so cool. I'm like, that's the place I want
to
go.
Everybody
and so,
wanted to go to CalArts. My friend, I had a couple friends that got in, and I so mad.
For the film program?
Not for film.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, they only let in,
oh my
like,
God, they got into the animation. The animation program is the hardest
it's
program
so crazy.
To get into.
Well, you have to audition for Idlewild, too. So, like, some of the kids that were auditioning for Idlewild were, like, the most talented kids from, like, around the world. So, jeez. It was, like, these kids from, like, Korea got into,
okay.
And I was just like, I mean, yeah, they're really good, but, like, look at this dumb movie I made about selling lemonade.
Like, I remember,
like, this is genius.
Yeah. I remember when I went to do the tour, they were like, yeah, we let in, like, 25 kids or something ridiculous into the film program. I don't know how many. It was something, like, just absurdly low.
Well, at the time, they were only accepting students that did, like, experimental film.
Yeah, that's how it was. And so, like, then I just, yeah, because I really wanted to go there because of the experience. But then after I didn't get in and I, like, went to Chapman for a couple of years and then I looked at the CalArts films because I was like, I want to just see what they, and it was just, like, I shouldn't, like I said on the podcast, I shouldn't have gone there.
I just wanted to work for Disney. And I knew the only way, like, one of, like, the key ways to work for Disney was, like, go to CalArts.
Yeah.
And then you'll most likely work for Disney.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, oh, I'm not getting into there.
So when I was in high school, there was a drama, or no, yeah, I think it was in high school. I hadn't graduated yet because it was like my senior year. So I already decided where I was going. But one of the the drama teacher at one of the high schools near where I lived, because I used to film all the drama shows, like all the drama performances. I was part of a crew that would go around and, you know, work for the guy who produced all of the filmed versions of all the shows. So, like, we knew all the drama teachers in the area and we were friends with them, and we'd come in, you know, for a performance or two every show they did. So, like, we were friends with them. And the guy, Paul Tomei, who was the head of the drama department at one of the schools that was near us, he went to CalArts for theater. And he was telling us a story about his first, I think it was his first night, because the dorms are also even harder to get into. Like, the school's really hard to get into, and then the dorms are a lottery. And so only a certain amount of people get to go to the dorms. And he was telling us a story about the first night in the dorms, how everybody, like, they had a pool, I guess, in the center of the dorms. Uh-huh. Like, there was, like, the building, I guess, goes around the pool or something. And everybody was skinny dipping the very first day at CalArts.
Okay.
And I was like, this is
hell yeah.
I was like, nah.
Very strange. I was like, well, it's probably faded that I didn't go there, because I probably wouldn't have gone skinny dipping. But they were like, yeah, it's like a tradition that apparently.
It's a tradition.
I don't know. He was just from what he was telling us. He was like, it's a tradition.
Skinny dipping sounds like a end of the school year situation.
Yeah, this is the first
week
day.
That
they were
like,
there.
I don't know you. I don't want to see your bits yet. And then
CalArts. You gotta fit in.
But like at the end of the year, where it's just like you get to know some people. Like, yes, there's some people whose bits I'd like to see. Let's go.
Amen.
But like in the beginning, not so much. I don't know you yet.
Yeah,
that's all.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was real weird. He was telling us as, like, high schoolers, and I was like, that's probably not a good thing for you to be telling us, is that you, like, you went naked into a pool in your college days. But, you know, he was really cool. He was a really cool guy. So.
Well, I did a Virginia Shakespeare Festival at Williamsburg at, I forget the university, but there's a tradition at that university. Oh, I wish I could. William and Mary University College, there's a tradition where you go and you have to do all these, like, things where you go to this bar and you drink this, like, 32, like, 64-ounce beer. You drink it down. You go to this place. You, like, have sex up at that place. And then you go and you run naked through the sunken gardens, which is just this, like, open field. And I was like, that's ridiculous. I'm never going to do that. And then I never did this, but 2 months late into the festival – a bunch of people did it, and they just ran, like, completely naked through the whole thing. And I can't do that.
I can't
something
do that
about
either.
Skinny dipping and running naked, it's too revealing for me.
Yeah.
I can't, but.
Would you do, LA has their, annual ride the subway in your underwear day thing?
Underwear?
I don't know.
We
see,
did undie ride at Chapman.
I didn't play baseball because the pants were too tight. So, like. I was, it, you know.
That's amazing.
I've gotten a little bit more comfortable with myself
but
now.
You, God. But you can put a barrier between.
I know,
them.
I know.
Like three barriers.
That's true. Just the idea of a bulge in general was just disconcerting to me. I'm like, the fact that, I don't know. It was very weird. I mean, I moved past it because I.
You could wear like loose underwear.
Because I wore like tights and like when I was doing like Taming of the Shrew and like we had like a dancer's belt and everything, so I was fine with it, you know, but. I don't know. Get a little too close, you know?
Yeah, I remember high school having to, and we kind of touched on this, I think it was actually
we were walking to lunch.
I remember being really uncomfortable in high school with changing for the first time. And I had to like really.
Yeah, kids are mean.
Yeah, kids are real mean. And I don't know. I just didn't, like I would put my shirt on and then pull my other shirt off under.
Did you
it.
Have those public?
And I'm a guy, so it's like.
Did you have to shower after PE or something like
we
that?
We didn't have to, but
because
we had
I saw
the
that
option.
In the movies, and that terrified me. The fact that that's a real thing.
I didn't ever.
For us. It
yeah, it wasn't for me
because
I went to a private school. So.
Oh yeah, I
didn't take PE in high school or middle school, so I avoided all of it.
Really? Why?
I was in a medical magnet program because I thought I wanted to be a veterinarian. So if you took magnets programs, you didn't have to take PE.
See, that's how it should be. That's how school should be. It's
if you were in any magnet program, you didn't have like you took PE essentially as a summer course, and like my PE class was just sitting in a classroom watching movies, and then they took us to see Men in Black in the theaters.
What?
Like that was the field trip.
So
no PE ever. It was just like, oh sweet, cool. Never have to use the showers here. Avoided that whole business, and it was great.
Yeah, nice. I did not want to take showers with other people, like not at all. Which you know, like
see, I did because I was discovering things
that's
about
true.
Myself. You know,
well that's true.
See,
I mean, if you're go ahead.
You were honest enough to like, okay, I'm interested. I want to know, but I think I was in a Catholic school, so you know, all that stuff's kind of like shunned away. You're not supposed to learn about any of that.
That's true.
And
yeah.
So it took you know it. Now it's like, all right, let's find out. What's going on here? What's under there? You know.
I have I have a group. Sorry, I was going to say I have a group of friends that want to go to the Wii Spa here soon-ish, and I'm like, I've been enthusiastic in front of them, but in my head I've been like, oh god, like you have to like. Be like, I think you essentially have to be naked in front of your friends.
Yeah.
In the
what is this, the Wii Spa?
It's a Korean spa where it's like the first part of it, there's like different levels. And the first level is it's a shower. You have to shower before you could get to the spas.
Yeah.
And like you don't get to go in with your own stuff. They give you a towel and a shirt and pants. And like it's cheap and it's like, it's a thing. Like you can spend
super
all day
cheap.
There. It's super cheap.
You
it's
can sleep there.
What?
Yeah, it's
like
$20
and you can spend the night.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Cheaper than like a motel. Like
there's people who do that. There's people who just stay at the Wii Spa.
And there's
like,
people that work there like we work.
Oh,
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, like
at the spa.
Yeah.
So from what I understand, it's what you do is there's the first level you go in that's you know like it's you know separated by biological gender. I'm gonna say it that way because I'm like
by you're assigned at birth gender.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes,
yeah.
That's the word.
Yeah.
And you have to take a shower, all that, and then there's some levels that are still separated, but there are co-ed levels. And they have different types of spas. So they have a clay room that's like a clay sauna. Uh-huh. They have like an ice room that's like an ice sauna. So like you could go in and experience these different rooms and like sit and relax in the rooms.
Yeah.
And then they have an open space where there's a little restaurant, a cafe. And like you could just sit. You could order like specialty massages and stuff. They could pay extra for that.
But not walking around naked the whole time. You got
no.
Like a little...
Once you're in the co-ed area, they give you a t-shirt and shorts.
Okay.
But like when you're in like that first room to get into the, because you have to be clean to go into these areas. So you have to shower in front of everybody. And it's like Korean style, which is a big tub in the middle. That's kind of like a pool. And the shower's on the sides. And here's your little towel. Go at it. And I'm just like, oh no. And like, so I've agreed to go because I want to see the rest of the room. I wanted to go. But I'm like, I genuinely don't want to see my friends naked. I don't. And I don't want.
Yeah.
It's fair.
It's just kind of like a thing. I'm like, I don't. I've like once we're friends, like I kind of like my brain goes, don't want to see
like
your
brother
bits.
Sister.
Like it's like
yeah.
It's just like it's a privacy thing, and I just because I never grew up with like that. I'll change in front of people. I've gotten used to that.
Yeah.
But like full on, like you're cleaning yourself, like you're doing, like it's your hygiene routine in front of somebody else. Like that weirds me out.
I'm taking
man.
A peek in your daily life of cleaning.
Yeah,
know?
Like I'm just gonna be like, oh, like I don't. Yeah, it's just I don't know.
You know whose birthday I went to? That I thought was going to be that way was Allison. Allison Raskin. Wow. She had her birthday over a year ago at a spa. And I was like, oh my God, I want to see Allison and all these girls naked. And I'm nervous about it because, what if they judge me? Yeah. And I was just, it was more like the, oh no, I hate my body type of fear rather than the, ooh, I'm going to see a bunch of naked girls. Yeah. It was more like, oh my God, what if I'm disgusting? And then I ended up going and it was so chill and everyone just kind of looks away. Look away. You know, I don't know. Everyone's just polite.
I guess in my head, what if I have a weird cleaning routine that I just don't know is weird? What I think is normal. Because I don't ask people how do you take a shower? I'm like, I know what I do.
How do you take a shower? Luis, how do you take a shower?
Oh, a little wipe here and there.
You know what I learned at the spa? That I wasn't showering correctly.
Really?
What do you mean?
See what I mean? Yes. That's what I'm scared of. What if I'm this
but
whole
it
time?
Wasn't the one, it wasn't the girls. It was the woman that was giving me massage yelled at me. Because they yell at you if you're not clean enough to get on the massage table.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah. So they you need to... They look at you and they can tell just by looking at you that you're not
clean
enough.
Do they smell you?
No, they just look at you. And did you wipe behind your ears?
No.
Who wipes behind their ears? I shampoo.
On a good
day. The shampoo will get behind my ears
oh
and
my
clean
God.
It.
Yeah, it'll do it. It's the gravity
head,
will take care of that.
In my head, see, this is, I'm so dumb. I'm just, when I get in the shower, I'm just shampoo. All the shampoo will trickle down to the rest of my body. I don't really need to I don't scrub my legs or my feet. The soap all goes down there.
I've never scrubbed my feet.
That's wrong.
You don't scrub
your feet. Yeah, I know.
I scrub my feet. Okay, here's a gross thing that everyone needs to do. Everybody listening.
You need to.
When
fuck me.
You're not cleaning them, Spencer.
When this is what everybody needs to do if you've never truly scrubbed your feet. There's, right behind, what is this part? Is this the ankle?
Your ankle.
Okay, so your ankle, the little skin right behind your ankle, when you're in the shower and you're all soaped up, just rub on that. Dead skin will come off.
No way.
It's a really gross part of your foot.
You just see it slide off?
If you go like this, you could kind of do it now. If you just lick your finger and do it, you'll
could I lick my ankle and do it?
You can lick your ankle and then rub your thumb on it and you'll dead skin will just start rubbing off.
Yeah, that's something I learned at the spa. I never would have learned that about myself.
So
I wasn't
how
doing
I learned
it right.
That, but somebody, I think my mom was just make sure you scrub it. And she showed and she's like, look, you can be, I was like, oh God.
So, I didn't know that.
But that's I only gross. Do that once a week because it has to build up. I can't, it's one of those gross things that is ends up being a satisfying thing. I know I'm clean now, but if you do it every day, you're not going to see the build up.
I remember learning that there were things that people would use on their feet to scrape off the dead skin.
No.
Yeah.
I cannot do that. My feet are so sensitive. I don't like touching my own feet. The idea that you're scraping something off to your feet.
See, I like that.
Terrifies
I like it too.
Me.
I like that too.
Does that not mean?
I don't like that.
I think I have the softest feet. I have the babiest, softest little feet.
Do you not have calluses on your feet?
No, I don't think I do.
You don't have calluses or cracks on your heel?
No.
Luis, get it at Target. Baby feet.
Baby foot. Okay.
I don't know.
Get it. You will be shocked at how gross your feet actually are. You just soak it in this acid. Doesn't hurt at all. Uh-huh. You just
soak it in acid.
You put these socks. It's socks. They're plastic socks filled with jelly.
Luis's
put them
face
on your
right
feet
now
for an
is
hour.
Horrified.
Luis. In 2 days, 2 to 3 days, the skin will all start to flake off like a sunburn, and you'll peel it, and you'll feel like a little snake, and it feels so good.
Wait, do you guys like peeling the skin off of when you have a sunburn after you get a sunburn?
What
do
you
enjoy
guys
that?
I was like, what are you talking?
But
about?
You also love you also like watching those pimple videos too, don't you? Oh
no,
okay,
I don't like watching.
You're not a popper,
God,
yeah. You just like the skin.
I like the skin.
Yeah, if you can pull if you get it in sheets, it's like.
Oh,
but
so
you and I are
satisfying.
Both so white.
I was gonna say, I'm like, am I?
That you have that.
That we get burnt. And then, very easily. You get burnt very easily, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I get burnt so
easily.
I was
going to
say, what is this skin peeling thing?
No. If I don't wear sunscreen every single day, my skin will peel. It will burn and then slowly peel.
And I burn and then I get whiter.
Same.
It doesn't even help if I get burnt. Yeah,
you guys used to use me to light the white
room. That's right, we would use... We'd use you as a bounce card.
You would use me as a bounce. Yeah.
That reminds me.
I never forgot that.
Yeah. when Matt painted his whole body white.
Oh my god! I remember watching that in the editing room, not knowing what was happening.
Yeah, because I was editing that and I blew out the background so you couldn't see that he was there. And then he steps out of. You don't know what we're talking about. There's a sketch where on Nuclear Family where I think it's the thumbnail sketch, isn't it? Where they're shooting thumbnails for videos, and Matt's completely all in white with a really disgusting, scary bald cap.
Yeah,
I remember he came into the editing room and was like, it was a conversation that was not related to what was happening at all. Like, in the sense that he didn't address that he was dressed like that. He didn't address that he had white makeup all over his face and a ball cap.
That's Matt's superpower. He would just, like, no conversation was happening that he wanted to participate in, and he would just appear.
And I was like, wait, you can't just come in here dressed like that, talking normally.
We have a huge glass in our editing bay, you know, like, or just, like, we can see through the hall.
Yeah.
And wherever I have a conversation about TV or movies, you know, Matt, I can see Matt looking in and just like see what we're talking about. And then he just walks in and is like, yeah, you guys talking about that? And he'll like give out some facts about it.
Uh-huh.
And he had some stuff to say about it. And he contributed. Always. Yeah. It was good.
But
was great.
Was the best part about SourceFed for me. The part I missed the most was like always walking over to you guys in character and trying to make you laugh in whatever stupid thing we were wearing. That was like
Steve would do that all the time. And it was so funny.
Yeah. When he was painting his face, I think I just passed by him because he was sitting on his bench. Because you know he had the bench in the corner.
Oh yeah,
his bench.
Matt's bench.
Yeah, he had his bench.
That had to be so uncomfortable, right?
Well, I forgot to ask him about that. I'm so glad he got that bench because before he had the bench, he would just pick random spots throughout the office and kind of claim them for a little while. And to the point where he would sit in the front, like the front where Eric was.
Yeah, I remember that.
And he'd have all his stuff out. And it's just like sometimes you had guests and like you can't just have all your stuff out in the main lobby because it was the quietest spot. He was constantly on the search for quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he tried Fishbowl, but then Fishbowl became a conference room. And then like everywhere he would go and he would try Podcast Set, but Podcast Set became like a group thing. So he found, and then we had a bench for like some skit.
What sketch is that from? The bench.
The breastfeeding?
The breastfeeding one.
Yeah, and then it stayed because we weren't going to get rid of the bench and it like was shoved off into some corner and he's just like, this is my bench.
Yeah.
And he just would always be at this bench. But when I was just passing by and he's just like painting white on his face. And I was just like, hey, Matt, what's going on? He's like, He's like, I don't know if this is going to be worth it for this bit. And he's just like doing it. And I was like, well, good luck. Just kept walking.
It was so funny. I have to tell you, so I've told you this before, but my favorite character that you ever played, still to this day, do you know who it is?
Is it the men's rights
character?
Yeah.
It's so good. You were so brilliant in that.
Thank you, Spencer.
It was, I edited that, and here's the thing, like, we see a lot of stuff behind the scenes. We see a lot of the stuff that doesn't work. We see a lot of, you know, because it's a process to make sketches or to literally make anything comedic, like, it takes work because it's like you try stuff and some stuff doesn't work and some stuff works and it's you have to revise it in the editing room to get it to get the timing right and just to get everything to flow right. And you were on 110% on that sketch.
Thank you so much. You never once
did something that I didn't laugh at. Like even the stuff that we cut, I had to cut so much stuff that was hilarious.
Yeah.
But I think it was just that it was you, like you were in the voice the whole time pretty much. They were shooting. Like, you stayed in the voice, and you had your goatee, and you're like, I can't remember. You had, like, a weird mustache.
I tucked in my lip. My upper lip. I had it tucked up because I really wanted to look like Spencer Pratt.
Yes.
He was my inspiration for that sketch.
Oh, it was so good. It made me laugh more. That was the sketch that I laughed at in the editing room more than any other sketch.
Wow.
Just because of, like, you and Matt playing off of each other and how fucking ridiculous the whole situation was. And, like, I think this sketch turned out really good, but I think there's other sketches, like, that people would probably go to if they're like, oh, that was the funniest sketch Nuclear Family ever did. But for me, editing it, watching you guys interact and watching you guys improv and come up with the stuff that ended up in the final thing and some of the stuff that got cut, I don't know. You guys were on fire that day, and I still remember that character so distinctly. Just because it was so fun. It was so funny.
Like that too.
It was so funny.
And it was real creepy. I was like, I don't like this.
And then the end that you guys are just fucking weird lizard. Like, it was funny. It killed me. It was too funny. And then the other one that was funny was later on, the pets cemetery. That character was really funny too. You did a great job with that one. But yeah. But it was fun being in the editing room and seeing, like, you know, them come up with, because I mean, you guys would literally improv a lot what was happening in those sketches.
I mean, we would fight for sketches because, you know, we would do the same thing over and over again with the white walls and blue walls.
Yeah,
it was
the same,
like, whatever reaction videos. And so whenever I got stuck doing something, like, hey, Ricky, throw me some sketches over this way. I want to do them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because you get so caught up in doing the same routine, and the sketches are so fun. And you can spend a long time on them. So
you
kind of get like
week.
This little break. You know what I mean?
You guys always killed the edits. It was so, it was like doing watchdowns was always so fun.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It
was so fun
like
to have you
guys there. It was like reshooting the sketches.
I don't know, if you got the, if you had this experience, but we would always do watchdowns by ourselves. And then Matt doing his thing, he would creep in and be like, oh, is this it? It's like,
well, yeah.
So
yeah,
like, Matt, get out. We're not done.
Yeah, I know. He would do that.
We
because
we would have editor watchdowns.
Right.
We'd watch it down on our own with our headphones in. Mm-hmm. Then we would do an editor watchdown where everybody in the room watched it, but nobody else was supposed to watch it. And then we would bring in Ricky and Len and
Matt.
Or Joel or whoever. Yeah, and then any of the actors who are in it. And they would all watch it down, and then we would, you know, revise from there. But, like, there were so many times, especially on DJ or Owen's computer, because they had their backs to the window.
Yeah, people could
so
see over
so anybody walking by could see what was on their screen. So we knew when they were doing a watch down, without fail, somebody was going to wander in and, like, give notes. And we're like, we're not done! It's not done!
Yeah.
But, yeah. But it was always so fun just to have get everybody in the room and just watch the crazy shit. It's the one that we were just talking about with Matt up against the white backdrop. It's so funny. That one's so meta because in the end of that sketch, everybody's gathered around Luis's editing station.
Doing
like looking at the final product of what you guys were doing. And so that felt really meta to me because it's like, yeah, this is literally what they
those were some of my favorite sketches
the
to
meta
write,
ones
were the web series ones
yeah.
just because I just really wanted to make fun of what we were all doing.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, people need to know,
we were doing
people
some silly shit
like. Yeah, and a lot of it was very accurate. We weren't stretching it.
No,
you know
like
what I mean?
Well, and just like the idea of what we have to use for thumbnails, and it's like nobody, at least me and you know, I want to say a lot of people. I don't know everybody's personal opinions, but like for me, I hated having to use clickbaity.
Wanted to make
like,
the thumbnails for you guys.
I know.
And I don't think I was allowed to.
Really?
But they had to be super clickbaity, and they had to be like if there was
like
a chance to use a sexy woman, we had to use some sort. And I hate that.
Maude and I hated it too.
I hated it.
So you know, I don't know if we ever conveyed this to you from our room to your guys'.
I mean,
like,
we would make an effort to not do that. I mean, I think we would try to find a way to like
to not,
work it
but
some
it,
way where we wouldn't have to do that.
But it would always. I mean, there were so many times where it was just like. Like, they came from higher up where it's like, that just has to be what it is because of the numbers.
I know. Yeah. And you know, my rule was like, if it's in the sketch and I'm playing a sexy character or whatever, yeah, absolutely use it. But if I'm just talking in a white wall and you're just using my open mouth and doing something sexual with it, that's when it's weird to me.
Yeah.
That was
I don't think
a
we
line
ever,
to
I don't think
me.
We, I don't
like,
think we ever did
you guys didn't.
That.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
But we did use, we did have to use like stock images of things where I was like, why? It drives me. Yeah. But it's like, it's the internet and the whole business
and
side is
people
like,
people who click
to get
it, they're not even seeing that image.
That's not what, and that's
and
not
like,
what
you
they
don't have
want.
The quote promise of the premise happening
yeah, yeah,
in the
yeah,
thumbnail.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
There's
like,
no payoff.
There's no payoff. I see this and it's not even showing up in the video. So why is it?
That was so frustrating. But it's like it, but it generated more clicks and views when we did that and the company earned more money. So it's like, on the business side,
I don't even know
you
how you
why.
Stop that because you've already clicked it. So there's no like punishment to go, oh, well, next time I won't click on that because you want to hear the story. Like it's a weird like thing. Like how do you as the audience go, what am I, if I actually click on that, am I actually going to see if this is related to the story mm-hmm. or not? Although now they have, like, if you hover over, at least on YouTube, if you hover over it, yeah. you'll see, like, bits of the video.
Mm-hmm. But like oh, Pornhub. Sure.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. They've got the Pornhub technology.
Yeah, they've implemented the Pornhub technology.
It's just
yeah.
like, oh, look at this. They learned something from Pornhub, yeah.
Somebody was studying.
Yeah.
Somebody at YouTube was studying real hard.
Real hard.
Very oh. hard.
Star's reactions to anything sexual. I love it.
It's just when it's them. Like, I know, like, you guys in my head are like brothers, so it's like a weird, like, no, you guys aren't supposed to be sexual.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's weird.
We're both happily in relationships, so.
Healthy.
Healthy relationships. I don't know what that has to do with it.
It's just like a weird thing of like, I know it happens. I know it does.
Let's not talk about it.
But I don't want to know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We won't.
You know
for
what
the
I
rest
mean?
Of this podcast, we're gonna be
no. They'll yeah. be very they'll still, clean. They'll still be dirty. Every once in a while, in the other room, like, during like the day, like you guys will go into like and start going into bits and jokes, and I'm like, they're not cool. We don't know if they're cool. Why?
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
Like you're going like it was like we have a new person, oh. and you guys started making oh, yeah. raunchy jokes, and I'm like,
well, we have to. We have to set a tone for the
we
room.
Have to set
I understand,
a tone.
But I'm
because
like
because we're trying to keep the source fed like. Like life in that room when people are working.
See, I'm
and
with
so we
Star
have to keep it
that.
Weird, you know.
I'm with Star on that because there's
like,
always a
wait.
Line. And when we were at SourceFed, I yeah. felt like some of the guys, like Steve, would always cross that line, and I was like, "You're in front of Suzanne right now. Like, put your dick in your pants."
We don't go
literally.
That far.
No, we don't go that far.
But it's
we
just
don't
like,
show our ass on the glass. Like.
But it's just like with it's like it's been like
what
a
was
week.
The joke today?
I forgot already.
Oh my god! Like no, it was
something about licking.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Somebody said something about you just gotta
yeah, lick it real good or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, something
and
like that.
And then you guys just honed like, on that and we're just like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, that's they always taught me that in school. That's what I learned in science class. You always just gotta lick it real good.
And they just kept going. And I'm just, like, she's new. And we're like, I was like, she's new. We don't know yet. She could, like there's actually HR now. Like there's like for real.
Yeah.
Like
it's
you guys have HR for real now?
Like
I guess
technically.
So.
Damn.
Yeah. Like sure, they're it. Not in the building, but it's just like there's for real HR.
So
like,
they'll never know.
Yeah.
Oh, Melissa. I love Melissa.
She's great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
She's really good.
I love her. Well,
we're going to do one more question because we're running. Are we running? Oh, yeah. Ooh, we are almost there.
We answered half a question.
We did. It's okay. Let's end
I think
yeah.
we've
one.
Talked about moving out and going to college
yeah, yeah,
already.
I think so.
What are some things, what's something or some things that never fail to give you chills?
Chills?
Chills. Whether good or bad.
Oh, I don't like telling people question. Because then they'll send me the bad things and I don't want to
no,
see the
bad things.
Not
necessarily bad things. Yeah, it could be good things.
I
like,
just,
yeah,
I consistently, I was watching School of Rock.
Yeah.
And there's the time pretty much when Jack Black sings, but I had chills when he was singing, when they finally come up with the name of School of Rock.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The School of Rock. The School of Rock. And then he starts singing
yeah.
and we shall teach them rock. And then he starts going and he's just so full of like, you know, energy.
Like passion.
And I was just watching and I was like, holy shit, I have chills right now.
That
just something
is
about
one
it.
Of Richard Linklater's best movies.
Yeah.
It's
so,
so
good.
Good.
It's so good.
I love it.
And so, yeah, I mean, that is a recent
yeah.
thing. Yeah. It gives me chills.
Inspirational things give me chills.
Yeah.
Too. Like just poetry, like if I hear someone's like poetry or even like a rap song, like mm-hmm. if I'm listening to the lyrics, I get chills. Yeah, that's something.
It's so weird how sure. something just yeah. like subconsciously clicks
for
in.
For me,
you know?
It's like, well, I mean, there's very specific things for me, but then in a very, in a broad sense, when somebody's speaking about something or I can tell that they're really passionate about it mm-hmm. and they start talking about it and they start talking about it in a way that like it just starts flowing. You know what I mean? Like it changes from being a conversation
yes.
to being like this person fucking loves what they're talking about. That gives me chills.
It's like
every
a rush.
Time. Because like I do because I know that feeling when yeah. I'm really passionate about something and I'm talking about something and I love it. And to see other people like get so passionate about a thing and love something so much and care about something that they're making or that they're doing so much, it like invigorates me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that, like, always, every time somebody starts into, I can tell there's that click.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes from a conversation into them truly caring. And that gives me chills every single time. Also, Wheels of a Dream. Ragtime. The song Wheels of a Dream every time.
I think when I go to like concerts, hearing live music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Like there's something about like just somebody being on stage and they're just singing their heart out and like, and you're in it, you feel the energy of everybody around you. And especially if you know the words too, and you're just like, oh my God, I'm like singing with this person, even though like you hope no one could hear you.
Yeah.
Because everyone's singing, and it's just like, oh my God, I'm here. I mean, and somehow like you could hear the lyrics are more like prominent usually on live shows because like, you're like
the way they mix it.
They're
yeah.
there, and you're just like, and that's when I get the good chills. It's just like,
hell yeah. Another thing that gives me chills is, have you guys seen that ASMR woman eating pickle video?
I hate her. No. Oh my God, I hate her so much.
I love the like crunching sounds.
No, but she's
popping. You know how like
it has that little like, pop that moment where it breaks kind of situation.
That, but also you know how like when a needle like piercing like. When you're piercing somebody, like the sound of a
I've never heard that
through the skin is like
I've never heard that either.
That is my shit. Like I used to pierce kids' ears in school because I would like
enjoy that
popping sound.
Yeah,
that's really
that's weird.
That, so you like you like ASMR? Like that stuff.
I actually do. That gives me tingles.
For me, when I hear it, those are the bad tingles. Like I'm just like,
oh really?
Like I'll hear it and I'm like, oh no, this is making my skin crawl in a bad way, and I don't like it. So that pickle lady when she was going, because people were using her. That clip as like a reaction video. Mm-hmm. So there was just like, I forgot what it was, but it was somebody reacting to somebody and they're like, this is like this. And it's like, I was like, oh, watch this lady. What is this? And I had headphones on and it's just, she's kind of like it's a sassy black lady stereotype. And she's just like, I'm going to do this for y'all. And like opened up a jar of pickles, like what is going to happen? And she just starts chewing and it's just the sound of
I love the crunch.
It's such a hearty crunch. It's like the crunchiest.
You break the
crunch.
Skin and into the meat, what? And then you get right into the juice. Yeah. You know what I mean? They start squishing.
Yeah. And I screamed into the comment. I was like, son of a bitch. Like
did you guys see Girls Trip?
No.
I know.
Okay.
I kind of want to see that.
I don't want to spoil it.
I don't
There's
care.
A scene
oh, but the listeners.
In it. You know, the grapefruit.
Yes. That's what yes. I thought you were yes. talking about when you said that. I thought you were talking about the grapefruit thing.
It's there. That scene's in the movie, and it's extra funny. It's funnier than the original video. I'm not going to go any further.
But that's a good little tidbit
that,
about it.
That movie is so
I've heard
fucking
so
funny.
Many
it's
amazing
not a good,
things
it's
about
not a great
it.
Movie,
no.
But it's one of the funniest movies I've ever seen in my life. It's funnier than all of the Hangover movies.
I remember I was going through Rotten Tomatoes, and you know how sometimes the critics' reviews and the audience reviews are different?
Yeah.
That one movie, I mean, I don't know now, but that one movie had the exact same score on critics and audience. Like, they both saw that movie eye to eye.
Well, there are things in that movie I've never seen before that made me laugh so hard that you think a guy's, like, comedy, like a gross guy's comedy would have that doesn't have it. And I was just like, this is exactly
it's
what I want to
see. It's raunchy black women's comedy. I was going to wait for Netflix because I'm not good at going to see the raunchy comedies in the theater.
I needed it in my life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, there are some scenes in that where I was just like, this is real comedy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so good.
Yeah, the when you were talking about the pickle thing, that my first thought was I thought you were talking about the grapefruit thing, and I was like, please do not. When we were here, you know what I'm gonna say? With Jeremy, do you remember what happened? Okay, so we were here, we were breaking in the new space.
Uh-huh.
All the salespeople were here, all the new people were here, and fucking Jeremy and his crazy brilliant. Give no fucks attitude.
Well, yeah, because he was the one who was least likely to like get in trouble if he was obnoxious.
He would play that grapefruit sound so loud.
Oh my God.
Just, like, in the studio.
We had a soundboard, and so it would just be all day, especially with Jeremy.
We gotta bring that back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it
we
was
gotta bring
so
back the soundboard.
Funny.
Yeah,
but amazing. He would just hit he'd turn his volume all the way up and then just hit the grapefruit noise.
And no one could say anything because he was like ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was amazing. But anyway, it was so gross. That sound bothers me so much. The other thing that gives me chills is the head scratcher thing. Some people don't like it.
I love it. That's great. Nice. I don't get people running their hands through my hair because it's a curly mess and it gets stuck like 2 seconds in. So those things do get through.
Immediately.
And it's just like, oh this is heaven. This is wonderful.
I remember that we had a couple of them at SourceFed, and we would walk around and like do it like in the editing room, like every once in a while we'd walk around with it and do it. Danny fucking loved it. And which is hilarious. And then I remember I went up to Owen and did it on his head.
Oh no.
And all he did was turn to me and go, "That feels good," and turn back. Owen reaction of like most people either are like fuck or they're like oh god, oh yeah, they're like oh, and he was just like, "Yeah, it feels good," and then
that's about right.
So Owen, I miss that boy.
I miss him too.
We need to get him on here.
I know.
We got to get him on here. Have you been yeah, around him?
I see Owen a lot. Yeah, I have to tell you something funny.
Okay.
So my 3-year-old nephew, and I put that in quotes, okay, just because he's not my real nephew, but. Basically.
He's basically
his parents are like my brother and sister. So he's my nephew. I was there when he was born.
Got it.
He saw Owen and he loves Owen, but he calls Owen Uncle Grandpa. He goes, "Uncle Grandpa." And I was like, "Oh no."
No.
Oh my God.
Poor Owen.
That's amazing. That makes so much sense.
It does make sense though.
He calls me Aunt Bwee, but like Uncle Grandpa.
I used to get into arguments with him because he would be so curmudgeony and he's just like, "I'm old." I'm like, "We're the same fucking age. Don't you dare. You're not old, because if you're old, then I'm old, and stop." Stop it.
Technically, you're the same age, but you're not the
same. We're the same age. I think I'm actually older.
You're
than
a good 20 years younger than Owen in spirit. So.
I miss having him in the room.
Yeah, he was the balancing.
Yeah,
balancing God,
that room had
that
such
room.
A good balance.
If you impress Owen, then you know it's funny. Like, that's like always my...
That was our litmus test.
Yes,
yeah.
I remember that.
If we could make Owen
laugh. It was
always
good showing videos with him.
Yeah, because
he would have this laugh where he'd be like this. And be like, his legs would go up and down.
And you knew when that happened that you were hitting gold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Steve and Owen do that kicking laugh, and that bugs the shit out of me. Always, my drink is always going to spill because of them. Like... Always.
That's funny. Yeah, we miss him. He was such a character. He was such like a balance in that room, because we had DJ, who was like very focused on what he was like. He was just very focused all the time.
Brett was pretty
was
chill.
Stoic. Is that
yeah?
A word
DJ
for
was stoic.
Brett
yeah.
was chill and like nice and awesome. You
yeah,
know? Yeah.
And then we had Danny and I were probably the most similar.
You were hyper.
Yeah, Danny and I were both hyper.
Mm-hmm.
There's Autumn.
And then Autumn, who was fucking chill. She's like one of the boys.
Quiet and chill.
Quiet yeah. and chill, but brilliant.
Brilliant. Everybody in that room was brilliant.
Fucking brilliant. Yeah. And then Luis and then Luis.
And then Owen was just...
And Luis was...
You guys always would talk to me. I judge it by people who would talk to me, and it was you two and Brett.
Yeah.
And sometimes, I mean, Danny would.
Yeah, Danny came in late, so it was like not really fair.
He was still trying to get used to everything.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, like when you first come in, the hosts are definitely the most intimidating of the people.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones who it's like the difference between like being on a movie and working with the gaffer versus working with like the movie star. Like, even though they're both doing jobs and both of those jobs are very difficult. For some reason, when you have people that are in front of the camera that are like presenting themselves, and they're the kind of the face of the brand,
I was afraid of Lee. I was terrified of Lee before I started.
And see, like, it's exactly that same thing where it's like it's interesting that we get intimidated by the people that are in front of the camera.
Yeah.
Because they're just doing their job just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. And so, but for some reason, I mean, for me, any scenario I've been in, it's always more intimidating the people that are on camera than the people that are.
But there's always like this
camera.
Gross precedent in the industry that like actors are like the
well,
top
they're called
of
talent.
The talent.
Yeah, you're
is
the
at
talent.
The top, tippy top, and you have to do everything to please the talent, and I think that's gross.
It's bullshit. Yeah, because it's like
everybody's
working
same.
Hard.
Everyone's doing the same shit and the same amount of hours and the same yeah. It's
and
the
look,
same
I
shit.
Here's the thing: is like I, you want to make sure you're taking care of your actors. You want to make sure you're taking care of your crew the same.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason why, you know, if you're giving your actor certain like you should be giving, you should, they should have the same thing, but you should be treating all of them well. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like don't treat all of them shit. Like, don't treat all of them like shit. Don't think that's a reason to bring down how you treat an actor.
No, but take care of everybody. Like, make sure everyone's needs are taken care of.
Yeah, and don't prioritize, you know, don't prioritize necessarily them. Make sure everybody's, but anyways, it's like just an interesting thing that we place them in that hierarchy.
I'm trying to think of like how long it took me to not be intimidated by the host.
It took me a while.
I think it took me like, I want to say like a month and a half. Because when I came in, I think like Joe was still there.
Uh-huh.
And like I used to be a fan and I was trying to be like, I'm staff now. I'm not a fan. And try to keep that. But like in my head, I'm like, oh my God, I watched these guys for a while. I'm like, they're really funny. And like improv also intimidates me. So the fact that people are good at improv, I'm like, ugh, you guys could think on your toes. Like I can't do that. So I think, but then they like, honestly, within like maybe 2 months, like they left. So people were coming in. So it's like, I got to see the newer hosts be the new people.
Yeah.
So it kind of took the edge off of it a little bit. And then Steve was just such an odd, like Steve was there and he was such like welcoming and like a goofball that I was like, oh, okay, I don't have to be scared of Steve because Steve is just like out and like playing guitar, like just randomly, you know, like making noise and being obnoxious and being silly. So I was like, oh, okay, Steve's not scary. Okay, and then as people came in, like I thought Sam was scary for a little while, which is like of all the people,
yeah,
like
all
Sam,
the people that think scary, yeah, it's
scary.
Like, Sam's like the
scary.
Nicest human being in the face
of the
earth.
Oh no, everyone's really sweet. And then like so when newer people came in, and I could see when like the newer hosts when they would be nervous, and I'm like, oh, they're nervous too. Oh, it's okay. Like everybody's normal. We're all like weirdos. It's okay. Yeah.
Well, it was funny because I came in after Joe left.
Yeah,
and I actually didn't know that Joe was a part of SourceFed when I joined. And then people started talking about Joe, and so I started looking up Joe. And the way that I found out was that during my interview, I had to edit a thing with Joe in it. And I was like – and I knew who Joe was. And I was like, oh, that's cool. They have a video of – this. And then I started putting two and two together and was like, oh, Joe was here. So I watched Joe when I was probably like – 11 or 12 on Bratz and Beretta.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like my channel. Like I watched that every new video that came out. Their what is their Mormon sketch where they go and do it was the rap that they did.
The only one I saw
was the boomerang one.
The only one I saw was Mother's Day.
Mother's Day
and
was really popular.
I didn't realize it was him until like a couple months in.
Oh really?
And I was like, holy shit. Like my world got rocked.
Yeah.
Because that Mother's Day was like one of the first trending videos, I think, because it was actually, I think it was emailed to me.
Wow.
And it was like my brothers, like we had a joke about it. My school, like our club, did a parody of it to present it to our Mother's Day event.
Wow.
And so like we like looked it over, analyzed it to like redo it, and I had no idea it was the same guy. So that like blew
your mind. Yeah. And so I had no idea that he was there, and then when I found out that he was like a member and that everybody knew him, and then he came in to visit, and I didn't introduce myself, I didn't say anything, because I was like, I just want to see how the man is, not, you know, like I didn't want a fanboy, but I also just wanted to like observe how he was as a person, because I only knew him from the videos. And then when we had, where was it that he was there playing pool, whose birthday was that? Birthday party,
was it a first Friday?
It might have been a first Friday. We were at one of the places playing pool, and we got on the same team, and it was like my dream come true because I got to play pool.
Was it Darren's release
party? It was Darren's release party. That's what it was. And I got to play pool with Joe.
That's awesome.
Who was like my hero growing up, and he has no idea.
Joe's the best.
He was
so
super
it was
nice.
Just cool.
Like,
and
he was
so
always
so nice. But he has no idea that like I was a massive fan of his growing up, and like he's really one of the reasons that I went into making stuff.
Yeah.
So it was just cool that like I've got to be on the same kind
That's
of
cool.
thing as he was on. So
I just knew him as the nice guy. Like, he was just nice. Yeah. I never watched Beretta Beretta.
Oh really?
Like,
yeah.
I was just like, oh, he's really nice, real funny. He's like, I was like, that's a cool dad. Like he's a cool
dad. I didn't
know
it. Yeah, I didn't know anyone from SourceFed before I started. I just knew them from other channels that they had done before SourceFed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like even I think I even just knew Lee from the Bath Boys. Like, I'd seen her in, like,
That's
Bath
so
Boys.
Funny.
Oh,
so I hadn't even seen SourceFed.
I went to college with Peter.
Peter Gilroy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I knew Bath Boys. I, like, made one of their logos for one of the movies they did. And, like, I worked on Boner Police and what was it? Something Whale. I can't remember. But Jacob Wysocki and –
They're so
and
funny.
Kurt and all of those people.
I worked with Peter at Maker Studios when we were both like, just like, we were just treated like shit over there.
Really?
Yeah, we both were just like doing the same thing. We were both trying really hard to like break into it. And
how many years ago was that?
It's like 2009, 2010.
Oh, okay. Damn. So that's right when I, that's so funny because that's when I was in, I went, when I was at Chapman, he graduated in 2009. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure. And that, yeah, he had to have. And so
I was at Maker when Phil was still part of Maker.
Whoa.
I was there when Maker started. That no, fun fact, no one knows.
That's crazy. Yeah. But it's funny because you knew, then you knew Peter. Yeah. When I knew Peter, when I was working with
it's
Peter.
It's weird how these so circles like, are just so yeah. Like, yeah. Everyone's connected.
I've been doing YouTube since 2009.
That's
since,
oh my God.
In the,
that's,
like, yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. Such a small, it ends up being such a small industry.
If you
it
stick with
does.
It.
It does. And I, and like, I, and the best part is like the nicest people are like still in my life.
Yeah.
Like Joe Beretta is like one of, he's just a great person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love meeting those types of people in this
yeah, you keep those
dumb
people.
Industry.
Yeah. Lots of yeah, lots of dumb people, but then you keep the
oh,
you keep
so
the
many
keepers.
Dumb people. Yeah. Keepers are still around for sure.
Cool. All right. Well, we should probably wrap up. It's been an hour 20, so.
Oh.
I feel like it just
is good.
I know it did.
This
always flies.
Fun.
It's so fun. We miss you.
Bree, you gotta come back.
Definitely.
We're so glad
yeah.
to see you. And,
do you have anything to promote?
Yeah, do you have any plugs?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, you can check out my interview with the cast of Ingrid Goes West. It's
very
on my
good.
YouTube channel.
Yeah.
YouTube.com/
You did a lot of research, I heard.
I did so much research. I did at least, like, 12 hours of research for that.
Wow.
Go watch it, yeah. You guys. It's real funny. It's real good.
Thank you. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, check it out. And follow... plug
yeah,
Instagram.
Yeah,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm at
Bree
Esprig on everything.
Boom, everything.
That's yeah. Three E's.
Three E's. BREESSRIG.
Boom.
Oh, that's nice. Good.
Cool. I'm at Spencer Stark.
Oh, I'm at Louis12.
I'm StarlineX on Twitter and Starline on Instagram.
Beautiful.
I was late
but
to
it's
Twitter.
Starline, isn't
yeah, but for spelling purposes,
but
it's easier
Starline.
To say.
Okay.
But yeah, no, my real name, Starline, if you meet me in real life, please.
Yeah.
I said Starline today, and I felt so bad. I immediately
honestly,
corrected myself.
Honestly, I didn't
myself.
Even notice it. I like it goes over my head.
I was like, Starline. Fuck, Starline.
I love the story that you say about Twitter, how the Starline Tours came to you and were like, hey, you can't have that Twitter name.
Well, it wasn't Starline Tours. It was like some other, like Starline is a brand,
yeah.
Like just all over the place. Mm-hmm. And so every once in a while, there was like some company that like wanted my Instagram name because they're like, you can't have it because that's our brand name and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, fuck you.
Really?
It's my
name.
Yeah.
Name.
It's my
that.
Actual name.
Yeah.
Bye. And like I blocked them and
bye.
Every yeah, yeah. time I see the Starline bus,
there's
I think of you.
Yeah.
Which is a lot.
There's also a new like lingerie brand that's called like Starline LA. And like every once in a while they forget to like tag appropriately and I get tagged and I'm like, what is this? And I end up starting following them because I'm like, oh, these are like really pretty clothes.
I'm gonna wear you on my body.
And yeah, there's yeah. There's like a Starline club in Oakland or something, and I get tagged on that a lot because people
damn.
Are like, I'm just hanging out at Starline, da 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 da, and I'm like, no.
It's not
no.
me.
It's not, and I'll message them like, you tagged the wrong person.
I love it.
That's fun.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Bree, for coming.
Thanks for having
for making me. The trek. And hopefully we'll see you soon.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully we'll see you soon,
definitely.
Bree.
Definitely. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye. I have, like, a burp.